إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب.
Surely, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day, there are signs for people of understanding.
Surely, in the creation of the heavens and the earth. This section constitutes the conclusion of the present surah. It is related not so much to the verses which immediately precede it as to the entire surah. In order to grasp its significance, one should particularly bear in mind our introductory remarks to this surah.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
Those who remember Allah while standing, sitting, or reclining on their backs, and reflect in the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, Our Lord, you have not created this in vain. Glory to you. Save us then from the chastisement of the fire.
And reflect in the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, This means that with the help of those signs one can easily arrive at the truth, provided one is not indifferent to God and looks at the phenomenon of the universe thoughtfully. Save us, then, from the chastisement of the fire.
When people look carefully at the order of the universe, it becomes clear to them that it is an order permeated by wisdom and intelligent purpose. It is altogether inconsistent with wisdom that the man endowed with moral consciousness and freedom of choice, the man gifted with reason and discretion, should not be held answerable for his deeds. This kind of reflection leads people to develop a strong conviction that the afterlife is a reality. Thanks to this conviction, they begin to seek God's refuge from his punishment.
ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار.
Our Lord, whomever you cause to enter the fire, him you indeed bring to disgrace, and there will be none to succor the wrongdoers.
ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار.
Our Lord, indeed we heard a crier calling to the faith, saying, Believe in your Lord. So we did believe. Our Lord, forgive us our sins, and wipe out our evil deeds, and make us die with the truly pious.
Believe in your Lord. So we did believe.
This observation also convinces them of the soundness of what the prophets have propounded regarding the beginning and end of the universe, and of the way of life which they have prescribed.
رَبَّنَا وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَىٰ رُسُلِكَ وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ.
Our Lord, fulfill what you promised to us through your messengers, and disgrace us not on the day of resurrection. Indeed, you never go back on your promise.
You never go back on your promise. Such people do not doubt the fact that God will fulfill his promises. What they do doubt is whether they will be reckoned among those for whom those promises were made. Hence they pray to God to make them worthy of his promised rewards. They are afraid lest they remain targets of slander and ridicule by the unbelievers in this world, and then be disgraced in the hereafter before the same unbelievers who may mock them, once again saying that their faith has been of no avail to them.
فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب.
Their Lord answered the prayer thus, I will not suffer the work of any of you, whether male or female, to go to waste. Each of you is from the other. Those who emigrated and were driven out from their homesteads and were persecuted in my cause, and who fought and were slain, indeed, I shall wipe out their evil deeds from them, and shall certainly admit them to the gardens beneath which rivers flow. This is their reward with their Lord, and with Allah lies the best reward.
Whether male or female, to go to waste, each of you is from the other.
All humans are equal in the sight of God. God does not have separate criteria for judging the male and the female, the master and the slave, the high and the low.
This is their reward with their Lord, and with Allah lies the best reward.
It is reported that some non-Muslims came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said that Moses, peace be upon him, had produced his staff and had been endowed with the miracle of the shining hand, and that Jesus restored sight to the blind and cured lepers. Other prophets had also been granted miracles. What miracles, they inquired, could the Prophet, peace be upon him, perform? In response, the Prophet recited all the verses from verse 190 to the end of this surah, adding that that was what he had brought.
لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد.
O Messenger, do not let the strutting about of the unbelievers in the land deceive you.
متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد.
This is but a little enjoyment, then their destination is hell. What an evil resting place.
لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار.
But those who fear their Lord, theirs shall be the gardens beneath which rivers flow, and which they will live forever, a hospitality from Allah Himself. And Allah's reward is best for the truly pious.
وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ لَا يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب.
And among the people of the book, some believe in Allah and what has been revealed to you and what has been revealed to them. They humble themselves before Allah and do not sell Allah's revelations for a small price. For these men, their reward is with their Lord. Allah is swift in His reckoning.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sabiru wa sabiru wa rabitu اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
Believers, be steadfast and vie in steadfastness. Stand firm in your faith and hold Allah in fear that you may attain true success.
Believers, be steadfast and vie in steadfastness.
The original Arabic word is sabiru. This has two possible meanings. One is that whenever they are in confrontation with unbelievers, the believers should endure even greater hardships for their cause and display a higher degree of fortitude than the unbelievers. The other is that the believers should try to excel one another in facing the opposition and hostility of unbelievers with courage and fortitude.